You're listening to WUSB in Stony Brook, broadcasting at 90.1 FM and 107.3 FM, as well as over the internet at WUSB.FM. It's 6 o'clock on a Tuesday. Time for another edition of Off the Wall. Chapter 5, Lithuania.
Dobre słowa na szare dni, na własne. Ludzkie spory, coś w jednej chwili zmienia nas. A tu magia świąt.
Wśród własnej ciszy na rynku psów, szopek mąż.
jakby ktoś świat pudrował, nie patrz na innych, sam coś zrób, by nikt nie był
here in Vilnius Central Station in Lithuania. Train 666 just pulled away. Kyle, did you happen to catch where train 666 was going? I think it says right there on top of the board before it disappears.
Termontas.
So now we know the actual name of hell. That's where train 666 is going. No, just kidding. We are here on platform 1. Also, track 1, because they differentiate those things. Every train has a platform and a track, just to confuse you even more. And our train is going to be here in about an hour on this platform. It's nice to know that, so we can just kind of leisurely sit here, and our train will eventually show up. And that train's going to take us... You know what? We're not going to tell you where it's going to take us. We're going to make that a surprise. But we're here in Lithuania. We've been here a couple of days. Yeah, I have to say, maybe this is where our steam kind of ran out, because it just kind of felt like we were trying to cover too much too quickly, and it just got a little overwhelming at times. But, you know, it's good to sit here in the train station. We just found coffee, which doesn't sound like much, but when you're not sure where something is and you know it has to meet a certain level of expectations, it's good when you actually achieve that. Wouldn't you say so, Kyle?
Yeah, and I had gone and picked up a couple things at one of the local grocery outlets or like a little, it's like a convenience supermarket, and I brought it back so that we'd have something right when we got up. Because we skipped a meal last night. We're running into these weird things where we're a little off schedule, or I actually had kind of a weird situation. We'll get into that. But suffice to say, we skipped a meal last night and went to... I took a little bit of a break, and then... anyway, I woke up early and thought, okay, well, I'll go get, like, some fresh fruit, a little juice, something, so that we could just put ourselves together. We didn't have any coffee. I even got croissants at the grocery store. So.
Such good croissants. My God.
I am so impressed with the pastries in these parts. It's just so impressive. Like, I haven't had a bad croissant anywhere here.
Well, I've got a bit of a weird situation, too, if you want to talk weird situations, because I discovered that... one of my teeth became loose. Actually, I think it's a crown. It's hard to tell. It's so far back, you can't really tell if it's a crown or a tooth. But something's loose, and it might fall out, and it's sort of making me a little bit trepidatious. So I've got that to worry about. But, you know, it's not throwing me off. I'm prepared for whatever happens, and we'll take the necessary steps. And, of course, when I return, hopefully everything will get fixed. But, yeah, it does sort of throw you off your game.
Yeah, I was supposed to remind you, you need to call and make an appointment to get it repaired, or to make sure you have something on schedule so that you can get it repaired right away.
And I intend to do that, except it's 2 in the morning where I need to call, so I have to keep the time difference in mind. I'll hopefully have reception when they finally open.
Well, I'll remind you again, but I just want to make sure I fulfilled that at least once in the morning.
Yes, thank you for that. Thank you very much. So, wandering around Vilnius, the night we got here, we just walked down through Old Town. You know, all three of the capitals of the Baltics have Old Towns. This one felt like the biggest because we just kept going down this road, which was going down a hill, and it just seemed endless. And then you wound up with these very stately government-style buildings at the bottom where all these people were just kind of gathered for holiday cheer late at night. And it was just such a wonderful, peaceful type of gathering and event. So it was great that we were able to experience that. We stopped in a place, had some traditional Lithuanian food, which, you know, we try to have the dishes of the region whenever we're in a place.
Yes, the local fare. We always want to know what a place might be known for, what is something that you might not be able to get elsewhere. So I looked up this place. It was very reasonably priced, and we were able to get in there. And oh, yeah, it was also open quite late, and that's the thing. When you land late night off a train, getting food and getting denied can sometimes go hand in hand. So that place was actually quite gracious letting us in, and we had plenty of time to do that. And that fueled us just to keep walking down this hill in Old Town. And the cobbles and the stonework, the really old buildings, some of which looked like they had been partially restored or renovated, it's captivating. It's a sort of charm, but it's a reminder of the past. It's a reminder of the history in some of these places that outdate anything I grew up with or would be familiar with in large part. And it was really made for people to explore, especially people visiting. At the top, you basically start at a church and you go through this gate and wander down. But by the time we had had our meal and got to the end of it, we approached this Christmas market, and one of the most spectacular tree displays I'd seen. It was sparkling, kind of like the Eiffel Tower does. And they had actually just shut down. Well, there were a couple things open, but the Christmas market was there, and I think maybe closing up for the night. And I think there was another smaller like ice rink in the middle of that walk down there. So we just explored. We looked around. We walked back, kind of looped around. You found this really interesting building called the Social Democracy I don't know what it was. It's like an office for like a political group.
It's an office for social democrats, because here that's not a big thing. You know, back in the States, we have an office for social democrats. Oh, my God. But here it's just, you know, another political office. Maybe they're in power, maybe they're not. You know, it's just life in Lithuania.
Yeah, it's perfectly normal. Have, a red rose for their logo. And, yeah, we just took note of that, took a couple pictures while we were down there. Basically got in a little mini tour before we had even really spent the first night. And coming in late, that's impressive, but it's something worthwhile, especially if your schedule changes.
She's saying Tirana. She's not saying Tirana, Tirana, is she?
Train number 875, going from Vilnius to Kauna, will depart from platform 4, track 9. Access the train via the underpass.
And you can actually hear an airplane taking off. This is one of the few times I've seen a plane taking off from Vilnius. Yeah, fun fact, cobblestones don't need to be repaved, so they last centuries. Maybe something to think about.
Absolutely. That was part of what I had been pointing out. And I would say, you know, be careful, as I'd said in other cities that have it. But it really is just beautiful how they do these patterns with it, where there's a bit of, like, overlapping arches. I think there's, like, something that goes up the center. I don't know how they arrange them to do it so perfectly and for such a long stretch. But once they do it, it really is, it's an incredibly hard surface and really is something that stands the test of time. But getting back to what I was saying about schedule changes, I think we stayed another day in another city. That might be why we feel a little bit more pressed in our timeline. So it was good that we saw a little bit the night before.
So people running for that train, apparently. Wow, look at them go. Down the stairs. Okay. Yeah, well, we wound up spending an extra night in Finland, in Helsinki, and that threw everything else off. But we've always been planning on spending, I think, two nights per city in general. And Helsinki was included in that. Then we realized two nights just wasn't enough for all we wanted to do there. And it's, you know, it's not enough for the other places, too. I'd like to spend more time, but, you know, time is just something that there isn't enough of. So in order to see all of these places, we kind of have to, you know, speed it up a little bit. And that's unfortunate because there's a lot you don't see. There's so much more I wanted to see in this city. They have a statue for Frank Zappa in this city. I didn't get to see that. I know where it is. I know, you know, it's near Old Town. Frank Zappa never was in Lithuania. That's the funny thing about it. They just felt the need to have a statue for Frank Zappa. And I respect that. That's awesome. Now there's this link between Zappa and Vilnius.
Yeah, the timing didn't work out. I wasn't feeling it at the...
We have a tantrum ongoing right in front of us, too, which I guess is necessary.
Yeah, I hadn't the energy when we were talking about going, but the next day after that quick mini tour to see that, we basically walked up, back up, and stayed at our place, which is quite near the station, got a little bit of rest and settled, and then struck out the next day to take some pictures and walk around a little. I brought my camera, and the first order was to figure out transit, because we didn't want to be walking everywhere, especially after having gone up or down and up that cobble hill. And I had looked into it a little bit. The system is called Judu, J-U-D-U, and they have a bunch of different ways to participate. You can get hourly and indeed day passes. Initially, we didn't know where to go or what to do, and this was a Sunday. You just suggested, and I thought this was brilliant, or at least, you know, something we should test out. You just said, well, let's use our credit cards. All these things will put an amount on your card, and register you in the system.
Well, this was to get to Central Station from where we were staying. Yeah, we were close, but it's still a 20-minute walk. So we wanted to get there quickly and get the card that we needed. And we wanted to hop on a bus, and we didn't have the card yet. But you can just tap your credit card, and that gives you an hour. So we did that to get to Central Station, where the next round of the challenge began.
That's right. So we were able to use the system briefly just with a regular contactless payment card. Once we got to the station, though, things got real interesting. I was looking for the office for this organization that runs all the buses. There are no trams here, by the way. It is primarily a bus system. I think there's some overhead wires as well, but mainly just street buses, electric buses, all shapes and sizes, and different distances, of course, too. Well, I was looking for the JUDU offices, and of course, doing so on a Sunday, the week before Christmas, I was met with a very closed office. So that thwarted me. I like going to those places, too, because, well, they'll have everything you need. And another interesting quirk about these hard plastic cards is they're called resident passes or resident cards. So you look on their website, you're looking at this particular card. Every single instance of it, it puts resident card in parentheses. So immediately I was convinced, okay, maybe there's a chance they'll give me one if I kind of, finesse it a little. But it seems to be something they're trying to imply is only for residents.
Yeah, how do you define resident? I mean, we're residing here. We're resident for a couple of days. Give us the card.
Indeed. And this kind of goes along with short stays and wanting to come back. Hey, it's nice when I go to L.A. or D.C. or any other part of the U.S. that has these, or in the U.K. with the Oyster system. We're kind of doubling up. We've stated this before, but it's nice to have that when you arrive.
And you've got a real winning streak going with cities getting these hard plastic cards for transit. I think from Helsinki on, you've managed to get one in every city. I don't think we even tried this in Iceland. I don't know if Reykjavik has it, but we sure have a lot of new cards now.
Yeah, and we've explained our opinions about transit in Iceland and how costly their bus rides are. So along with the other costs there, it's just not for us. We'd like a more comprehensive system, then maybe we'll start participating. Anyway, to that end, I was determined, okay, so this office is closed. I looked up quickly. I realized several of the convenience stores, one's called Maxima, and there's one called Narves or Navasim. I can't remember how it's pronounced, but they were all over and in this surrounding area of the station.
Well, hang on. We were looking for a place, and you came up with that name. And I said, that's a familiar name. I've seen that around. And it turns out we were literally standing in front of one in the moment that we were looking at that.
Yeah, it was one of the kiosks in the four corners of the main part of the train station, just adjacent to where the offices were. They were open, mm-hmm. Of course, selling, chewing gum and drinks and things like that. And I said, okay, this is a place of the same brand, but I'm not sure. Come on, it's just like an express. It's a small version. Why would they need to be competing with the offices there? But I figured, okay, it's one of the ones listed. Let's go up.
See, she keeps saying Tirana, which is Albania. Hey, that's our track. Platform 1, track 1. So that train that either has been to Albania or has not is coming here. I don't think a train is connecting to Albania from Lithuania. But let's get back to our transit card.
Absolutely, yeah. The reason for my preamble and the build-up here is that I actually had a lovely interaction with the person there. I asked her as we approached if she spoke English. She said no, Latvian or Russian. I said, aha, okay. So I already had the tab for these particular cards open, and
as a public service, we do stop for the announcements in case anybody listening cares. But it is the same announcement over and over again, so I don't think we need to stop every time she announces this train. Okay, that's a different announcement, but I heard the same stations. Anyway, please continue.
I showed her the picture of it. It was in Latvian. She said, oh, okay, and asked me how many. I said two, and then indicated or asked with a little piece of paper that had written in English the different forms of a ticket. You could get a 1 hour or a 2 hour or a 1 day or a 4 day or something like that. So I just pointed at the 1 day, and I said two, but she rang it up as two separate transactions, probably the way that her system worked. I was fine with that. A little confused. I was like, no, I want two, because she was asking me to pay for the first one. It ended up being about €9. I handed that one to you with a little receipt, and it came in like a little plastic thing. It was the exact card I wanted.
You also gave me a little assignment while you were having this transaction. You mentioned to me, find out how to say thank you in Lithuanian, because we had no clue how to do that, and that's really... That's a bad thing, folks. When you go to foreign countries, learn how to say thank you in a damn native language. I mean, that's the least you can do. So I had to really type fast on my phone to figure it out before the transaction ended, and I got there right on time. And do you want to tell us how to say thank you in Lithuanian, Kyle?
Yeah. So I had my card, finished all the transactions, and you were right there with the translation. But as I was looking at it, it looked like "asu." So I said "asu" or "asu." And she said, at you.
And I said, God bless you.
No, it's not God bless you, but she corrected my pronunciation. And as you said, indeed, it is a common courtesy, and it is a great way to get a smile from a place that otherwise does not hand those out.
And a note to our Lithuanian listeners, we are not in any way making fun of the language or making it sound like people sneeze when they say thank you. But, boy, it really does sound like that sometimes, especially if you mispronounce it. So we're learning. We're getting better. We've said it to you a few times and always gotten a smile.
Yeah, it's too easy. I'm not even going to go there. It's too easy. I want to have respect for the language. It's the one phrase I've learned. And I also learned it while we were in Riga, which is paldies.
Yeah, very similar.
It was a similar situation. We were at a place where someone didn't speak the language, and I figured if you have a rough interaction and you come off as someone who's just kind of barreling in, speaking English like a cowboy, expecting everybody to bend around to your will, that you can maybe clear up or clean up that interaction by kindly trying to use the local phrase. And in Riga, that actually worked very well. I had kind of been speaking English, and then as we left, I said it, and I got a thank you, or maybe it was the F word, I don't know, but at least the person acknowledged that I tried. But in this case, I was able to say "asu," and then she corrected me and said "achu," which helps me in many other situations, because at the grocery store yesterday when we were getting some water, I held the door for an older babushka, which are dear to my heart. I mean, you gotta...
So many in this town.
Yeah, you gotta look out for the older ladies in these places, because, you know, they'll have your back. And they're definitely a cohort. I want to be on their side, you know?
They'll break your back, too, if you offend them, so be careful. But they're so sweet, and it's really nice to have the kind of interactions you've had.
Yeah, and a lot of times you don't get much smiling or anything, but... Like, I'd held the door for a younger woman or other people, and they didn't really care. But doing it for an older woman and meeting her eyes, you know, and kind of acknowledging their existence, I got a very strong and pleasant at you with a big smile from a quite old babushka, but... I have a lot of respect, and that's the kind of thing you do, and I make an effort.
A train full of school children has just arrived, so there's all kinds of noise going on behind us. I don't know where this train came from, but it's not ours. It's on our track, but it's not ours. I hope not, with a thousand school kids on there. Don't do that, Kyle. Kyle's making the 6-7 gesture, and you know that's going to get a response. But you know, having those great interactions, though, that makes all the difference, because you make somebody smile. It just feels good that you're interacting, even if you don't know the language. Just little acts of kindness, and just holding a door, or giving up your seat, or whatever it is that you can do.
Yeah, and I actually needed to do that at the grocery store the other day, because we had another interesting experience yesterday. Just walking.
Oh, the sidewalk incident.
Yeah, it was kind of in a bad way when I was at the grocery store. That was after exploring. We got our hard transit cards. We actually took a bus all the way out to the TV tower.
The TV tower, just to put you on pause for a second, is a very significant place in Lithuanian history because I believe it was 1991 where Lithuania was trying to declare their independence from the Soviet Union, which was falling apart at the time. There was a bit of a massacre at the TV tower, and of course there's a plaque memorial for the people who lost their lives. Something similar in Riga, in Latvia, when tanks rolled in, and I think two people were killed. And in Estonia, nobody was killed. So it got a little better as things went further north, but Lithuania bore the brunt of it. 14 people lost their lives, and it's something I think you have to see. It's important, and the TV tower is an important place. It's a huge TV tower too.
Yeah, several people were shot, and many more were crushed. Or I believe a couple people were crushed by tanks, and several people were shot. I was reading about the tower. It's something like 600 feet concrete, reinforced concrete structure, and then it has like a 300 or 400 foot metal spike on top. It's a very, very large building. And fun fact, you can go bungee jumping off this.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, people do that. People do that. Nobody did it while we were there, fortunately, but people do that.
Yeah, we were choosing not to do that.
So, we went to the TV tower, and when we took the bus all the way back, we're getting to the sidewalk incident.
Yeah, we hadn't yet actually had any food. We got coffee earlier, but they weren't very clear about how to order food. A lot of people were getting food at that coffee place, but I just kind of was like, let's bail. Let's get some other stuff. So we had had some coffee, but we were running on fumes.
All right, let's describe this coffee place a little bit. It's a good coffee place. It had a little note on the door, or a sign on the door, saying, "Do not enter if you think Putin is cool." And you see things like that all over town. In fact, every bus has a little scrolling message that says Vilnius Heart Ukraine, or Ukraina. And just every bus says they love Ukraine. I mean, you see things like that throughout these republics. They mean it. They mean it in Europe when they say that they support Ukraine. And they are unapologetic about that. You just see the show of support everywhere. It is so moving.
Yeah, we were on the bus midday and noticed a mural that had an umbrella over some cafes and stuff, and it had the NATO logo on it. So the popularity and the importance, the sense of urgency around all of that is refreshing to see here, especially at a time when there's a lot of mealy mouth, there's a lot of half steps and let's say half-hearted gestures from the U.S., and it needs to be, I don't know, we're doing a bit of a NATO vibe check, at least I am, and it's really encouraging to see that it matters to people and that there is still a real widespread solidarity.
Look at the, that is our train there. All the kids got off, I just saw it says, and I gave it away where we're going. But that is our train, we have to get on it within the next hour. It's going to be there for a while. But
I hope you bleep that out.
I guess I have to. We don't usually do that, but that was vital information we don't want to give out.
That was practically a curse.
Yeah.
Given the theme and how strict we've been about it on this story.
And by the way, forensic listeners, don't be fooled by the length of the bleep, because maybe we altered that as well. Maybe it's a very long name, maybe it's a very short name. You don't know, so don't waste your time. It's easy for us in the States to be critical and say, Europe has to do more, and Russia is not so bad, and all that kind of thing. These guys have Russia on one side and Belarus on another side. They're on the front line quite literally. They are living this. I would listen to them. I would follow their lead because they've been down this road before. They know what they're talking about, and I think they're doing an admirable job.
So we're on the way back from the TV tower, and I had found a place that seemed like a good place to get some brunch, and that was what we were looking for. I was walking with the phone from the bus stop, and it was a somewhat lengthy walk, maybe a 15-minute walk from where we had been dropped off, which was the Central Station. So you were behind me, and I was walking down the street, had a couple more turns, and we were almost there. I was already struggling a little bit. Travel stress and stuff is sort of getting to me.
Let me just interject here and say that when you walk on sidewalks in this part of the world, it's not quite like walking in New York or in the States. I don't know what the rules are, but we don't seem to know. None of us seem to know what the rules are because people seem to be walking into you. You don't know if you pass on the right or pass on the left. Spatial awareness is just not the same, and there's a multitude of different types of people and vehicles sharing the same space. Now, with that, continue, please.
Yeah, many different types, especially now. There's a lot of delivery drivers. This company, Bolt Food, they do car rentals and various things. They also do food delivery. So you see a lot of
run over by one of those in Estonia.
That's right. Yeah, they're everywhere and just really fast. So as I was walking, I noticed somebody walking out from a basement restaurant or something, and they were rolling a cigarette and they weren't paying attention. And it was that thing where you're being ignored, like you don't exist. And you've been exasperated with this sometimes. So I was kind of like, maybe trying to get their attention, or at least like they were practically like a foot in front of me and sort of walking into me, or walking basically toward the building but directly in front of me, which meant I had to move towards the street on, you know, the other side of the sidewalk to move around them, because they were not yielding, not even acknowledging me, just busy starting to roll their cigarette.
I was in back of you. I was watching all of this unfold, and I realized it was about to get much, much worse.
As soon as I stepped to my left, an e-scooter flew by my left shoulder and grazed me, basically knocked my hands. I was in the middle of, like, gesturing, like, throwing my hands up and to the side, like, what the F?
No, like, I'm walking here. You know, the guy just kind of walked right into you, so naturally that's the gesture a New Yorker would by nature use.
So as soon as I'm saying that and basically running head on into someone who's still not paying attention to me, I get grazed and bumped by someone on an e-scooter flying down this hill, like as fast as I could imagine an e-scooter, at which point I exclaimed what I was saying even louder because I was really mad. And then two guys further down were like drinking beers at like 11 in the morning, both of them slack-jawed, just staring at me. And as I walked by them to kind of finish my exclamation, I said, "God damn it." Really loud, louder, because I was really mad. The scooter didn't stop. He just kept going down the hill. The person rolling the cigarette, I didn't hear anything from them. They probably just finished rolling their cigarette, completely ignored, no apology, no nothing.
Nah.
And I was sputtering mad. I was so incredibly angry at being treated that way. And I don't know, you were stunned, and I think I get your intentions. I kind of didn't like the critique because you didn't feel like we needed to react, but I just reacted the way anybody would react anywhere. And as much as I like to, you know, be like, you know, tiny and invisible and a people pleaser, it didn't really apply in that scenario.
No, I get it, and I was sympathetic I mean, I've expressed the same thing, but the thing to remember is it's not personal. This is how everybody is treated, and it's crazy, and I don't understand it, and I'd like to understand it. But I've witnessed so many people doing similar things, and you know, regarding cars, scooters, bicycles. There was a moped that went down the sidewalk next to us, and you know, if you just step out for a second, you'll get hit by that if you're not looking behind you.
Yeah, after we had a little food, not an hour later, mm-hmm. I was walking out of that place to get us back to where we were going, and an electric bike from a delivery person cut me off.
Yeah, but inside the place where we had food, I went to the bathroom, and when I left, I opened up the door right smack into a woman who was getting her coat, because that's where the coat thing is. I don't know what it is with space, but there isn't enough of it, and every time you do something, there's somebody there, and you wind up colliding one way or another. But for the most part, people are gracious about it, and I guess it's just something you get used to. It's hard for us, because, you know, we like our space.
And we also observed some other driving stuff that kind of explained the attitude. At one point, when we were at the station, there was a bus driver that was just leaning on his horn or basically honking at another bus. When we were on the bus on the way to the TV tower, there was an abrupt slamming on the brakes from some driving.
And I grabbed a little yellow bar, thinking that would help me in this sudden stop, except it's only half a yellow bar. The rest of it is like built into the wall. So I tried to grab that, and of course slammed my hand into the wall. So I got injured when there wasn't an accident. It's, you know, little challenges like this can really try your nerves.
Yeah, as I had said at the outset of this particular vignette or story, I'm getting stressed. This is tough. Like, we are used to this stuff, but I was sort of already at my limit with travel stress. I've been planning a lot of things. You've been planning a lot of things, but some of the things like coordinating food and coffee and stuff, like, it's a pattern. It's something I've been doing over and over, and I'm just getting a little fatigued. I feel like I'm planning a lot of things all at once and directions and keeping us happy, and I get a little weary, especially the holidays, trying to keep in touch with people. You start reflecting on your life and your friendships, and things can snowball into being huge. And at that point, I did not need that. So I just want to say, like, I'll give Vilnius another chance, but please do better, Lithuania.
It's also Riga. It's also Tallinn. It's even Helsinki to a degree. But I just hope the next place we go isn't even more stressful. It's possible, I suppose.
As a side note, I was recounting having been grazed by a scooter, and one of my friends back home said, F all scooters of the world. I think there's an acronym for it, but this is not an uncommon thing with electric scooters. People are driving these things really fast on sidewalks just because they can. They aren't wearing helmets. And honestly, if I had stepped in front of that scooter, I could have been seriously injured. The person on the scooter could have been seriously injured. And if I was like a real American jerk,
oh boy,
you know, just the right amount of a body check could have sent him right into a tree like Sonny Bono. So let's be real.
What a reference.
Let's be real, people. If you want to play, like, I can play, but I'm trying to walk.
Okay, so a warning to Eastern Europe from Kyle here. But as we close tonight, I'd like to just talk a little bit about the cuisine that we have really not gotten enough into. But we've had a few things, and it's always such generous portions and so fresh. We had some of the beet soup, which I guess borscht is the way to say it, even though I didn't say that on the menu. Very pink. It's like you're drinking Pepto-Bismol, but certainly not tasting like that.
Yeah, it's essentially a borscht, but they called it cold beet soup, and they mixed the sour cream in. So it's bright pink instead of like a deep red, a la some of the places we go to in New York. I don't want to name drop, but it's the best place ever. And yeah, the dishes are similar, but not quite the same. We also had some dumplings, which are similar to like a steamed pierogi, or they are a steamed pierogi, but they're quite large. We had some smaller ones in Riga at the Christmas market that were maybe half the size or a third of the size. So just subtle differences, but you're talking about the same similar types of dishes.
Yeah, there's so much more. We could spend a lot of time here and continue having fun. But you know, there's so many places, so little time. And you are going to have, when you're traveling, you are going to have off days and just times where you need to reset. That's kind of what happened to us, so we're just going to relax a little bit, take this train ride to somewhere, and recharge. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, after that yesterday, I went back and took a break, took a nap. But we were at that grocery store, and my way of kind of resetting the universe was to hold a door for an older woman, and I got a nice thank you. And sometimes, like, these little things, the stress, they can kind of make you into someone you're not. And I think that was your point, is that we're not the types to be cursing people out in English
right.
in the middle of wherever we are, even if it's appropriate. And that gesture to me is a reset of who I am. Like, I am a kind person. That's who I want to be.
You're the kind of person who holds a door for a babushka and says, "Achoo."
Yeah, and I like play peekaboo with babies on the train.
That's right. Oh my God, you had that baby that's fascinated by you. Would not leave.
Well, she kept like going up and down the stairs, and then she would come by and she'd like check on us and like play a little game, like looking above the armrest and then below it, and then she'd like toddle down the stairs.
45 minutes straight of that.
Back and forth. But her mom was like, you know, just chaperoning, making sure she got to and fro as she would, and that's how they learn how to use stairs very well. I don't know. I just, I like having fun. I like having interactions with people. I like kindness and trying to find bits of humanity in what is otherwise a pretty rough world, especially these days.
And we have not really been paying attention to much of that world. We get headlines occasionally and usually don't want to hear more. And there's been a lot of awful things that have happened since we left. And we're kind of taking a break for listeners and just for our own sanity. And sometimes you need to do that as well, and there's nothing wrong with that. Feel free to just, you know, disconnect for a little while, but always come back, you know, and participate, because your opinions, your thoughts, they matter.
That's so true. And that's exactly what I had in mind when I was talking about this. We've had an incredibly difficult year. In so many regards, many I can't even begin to articulate for our audience and for friends and family. And I understand a lot of people have it worse. A lot of people are going through similar difficulties. If I want to be energized and be able to, like, lend a hand or even evolve in my own life, I need to be in a better place. And after having suffered some loss earlier this year, and a lot of different calamity and surprises, talking to you, I just realized, like, let's go back out. Let's do what we do. Like, we do well when we travel. It's hard. You might have a health issue. You might have a bad day. But, like, let's try to revisit that. And also, like, let's do our own thing. Because there's a lot of self-involvement. People are very much withdrawing, looking inward, surviving, trying to take stock and figure out how they're going to get through the next year. And it's made it kind of an antisocial time. And I figured to myself, and I think, I don't know if it's the same for you, but the subtext to me is, let's be busy doing our thing. Let's be busy being out there, being interesting, because we are. And I want us to be able to share what we have to offer. And I want to be in this region to have some proximity to people that are really under stress and basically, in some regards, being abandoned by the international community. And I don't want that to happen. And if we're not careful, if we don't have perspectives from the places that we talk about, we just say, oh, Europe's decadent, or oh, this place is just full of corruption and wants to just have all this money and all these weapons. If we just buy into all of that, a lot of it is Russian Federation talking points or other talking points that are convenient for the wealthy or for large business interests or for defense contractors, then we don't really have enough information to counter those things or to talk about the humanity, to talk about the people's lives that are at stake, the people that will grow up to defend these countries and their independence, or the people that are already serving and putting their lives on the line. And I just, I want to be able to talk with some experience and with some perspective about places that are being talked about from a place of misinformation and ignorance in my home country. And having just been in a place, I think you have a lot more to share.
Well, those are great thoughts to start 2026 off with, and let's hope this is a better year. And that we have a lot of positivity and progress. May the scooters avoid you, and may my tooth not fall out, or crown, or whatever it is back there. And we're going to move on to the next step. I know it's another half hour before this train leaves, but I would feel better being inside the train than outside the train.
We are the West. Let's act like it.
And it's not that cold. I mean, it's cold, but there's no snow on the ground yet. Or I don't know if any snow is coming. We'll see what happens. Hopefully we'll go to somewhere where there's snow. And maybe I'll see those damn northern lights.
Madagascar?
Goodbye from Lithuania.
Jau 8 savaitės mūsų to 15 lentelėje leidžia Lady Karen, ir jos daina Nepaleisk. Atlikėja pripažįsta, jog tai daina apie meilę ir tą ypatingą būseną, kai pagaliau atrandame žmogų, kuris leidžia mums jaustis taip, lyg skristume tarp žemės ir dangaus. Nu, mes skriejame link penktosios pozicijos, čia sutinkame duetą Pop Kultūra ir Giedrių iš MG International su daina Nepyk.
Penkta vieta. Ketvirta vieta.
Thank you.
Priartėjame prie lyderių trejeto ir netrukus išsiaiškinsime, už ką jūs aktyviausiai balsavote pastarosios savaitės metu. Kol kas mūsų top 15 lyderiai lygiai prieš metus.
Prieš metus Relax FM top 15 aukščiausias trejetukas atrodė taip.
Relax FM top 15.
Trečia vieta. Antra vieta. Pirma vieta. Prieš metus Relax FM top 15 aukščiausias trejetukas atrodė taip.
Gražiausias lietuviškas dainos skamba Relax FM eteryje, o pačias populiariausias išgirskite Relax FM top 15. Už savo mėgstamiausius kūrinius balsuokite mūsų interneto svetainėje, o naujausia top 15 pristatysiu šeštadienį iš karto vidurdienio ir sekmadienį nuo 20 valandos. Beje, naujausia top 15 visada rasite adresu relaxfm.lt. Kviečiu susipažinti su trečiaja šios savaitės top 15 vieta, tai kūrinys, kuris jau skaičiuoja 10 savaičių tope ir mes jį perkeliame į mūsų auksinių dainų sąrašą. Beje, šis kūrinys ne vieną savaitę buvo ir pirmoje top 15 pozicijoje. Realybės šou naujas hitas, laimėjęs Gediminas Jokubauskas ir ta daina, kuris, sakyčiau, ir atnešė jam kelią į šlovę, tai kūrinys į kalnus, sužavėjęs ir relakso klausytojus.
Trečia vieta. Auksinė daina.
Tik čia gali dirbti, reki pailsėti, juk tu nesi arklys, reks savi mylėti, reks mylėti arklius į kitus gyvūnus, reks pailsin galvą, reks palėtin kūnus, lėkso aš į kalnus. Kor čiurlenų telė, kor puikiausias peiva, kor vingiau te kelia. Lėkso aš į kalnų, rek juk atsipūsti, nuraminti galvą, su savim pabūti. Statinius veizėti, kas skaityti knygą, saulės pagulėti. Užsilėdęs sausą, grįžtų daugė rėsmį, rodos pas paaugė, būno laimingėsmį. Lėktu aš į kalnų, korčių ir lėmų pelę. Kor puikiausias teivas, kor tingiau te kelia. Lėkso aš į kalnų, rėk juk atipūsė. Nuraminti galvą, to savėm pabūtė.
Antra vieta.
Net nežinai, kaip aš tave myliu.